Congressional redistricting moved more Republicans into the solidly Democratic 2nd Congressional District, but that didn't hurt the incumbent Polis. In fact, his lead was so overwhelming early in the night that Polis gave his victory speech before the largest county in his district, Larimer, had reported results.
I can't wait to roll up my sleeves and get to work.
Polis, who is openly gay, told supporters that his victory means voters put results over ideology. Polis said the election came down to more basic issues.
They want a member of Congress that's willing to work with the other side, to move forward, to make progress, to improve our schools, to balance our budget.
Polis spent part of his evening at a watch party for Larimer County Democrats, which, like most Democratic parties, proved boisterous on Tuesday night.
I'm fired up, ready to drop.
Chair William Russell said the Polis victory and Colorado's victory for President Obama came from an aggressive ground game this year.
We left it all on the field. We brought our young people showed up, our old people showed up.
Tuesday's victory marks the third term for Polis, and Colorado State University political science professor Kyle Saunders says barring any political gaffes or scandals, the second CD seat will likely remain solidly Democratic in the coming years.
The demographic trends favor point to a slight move in the district and toward the Democrats over time.
That doesn't mean the road ahead for any Republican challenger in the 2nd Congressional District is impossible, but challenging Polis's fundraising muscle will be difficult. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.